You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's always fun game. I'm shocked you're talking to me.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Always a fun game. Always a fun game.
That's absolutely game. Incredible.
This game. They handled that well.
One of the things the boss says, well, first of all, I'll go to that later. Can somebody do me a favor? I pay attention to the YouTube chat and the text line chats because that's part of my job. And I couldn't help but notice that they have a photo on the YouTube page of you, me, and Steve Kerr.
Oh my God.
We got to get that off.
Dude, I hope I
we gotta get
shout
that
out
one
abundant
off.
Life, but Stoney, yeah. My head looks like a refrigerator.
Oh my gosh.
You don't like it?
Look at
no,
Evan.
I don't like mine
look
either.
Look at our faces.
That must have been the
that
middle
don't look
of
like
December,
you. I'm
right around
if
holiday season.
Like, Guru, get the golf balls out your cheeks. Oh my God.
You got like four chins in there.
Yeah. You look good right now.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I have that post-wedding glow. Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't get married. By the way, I'll just do this just to do it, even though I've got about 7 texts. Steiny, you know, my daughter got married over the weekend. And now, I got 3 daughters. And someone's saying, Steiny finally got the son you always wanted, or Tiny, do you like the son-in-law?
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Yeah, that's a woman.
I got you.
Yeah, so there's still,
but do you like her?
I love her.
All right.
She's awesome. She's incredible.
What's her name?
Teddy.
Wow.
Yeah, Teddy.
Teddy.
Yeah. I was very touched this week. Okay, we should probably, now, the boss, he's famous for saying I'm not a real host.
I'm going to quit calling him that.
Because a real host would have, as they were talking about what Draymond Green said, they would have actually said what Draymond Green said. So
and
people
we,
can
yeah,
hear it.
Yeah.
All right.
But you now have that.
I now have
it. It's greater later.
So this is what Draymond Green wrote on Instagram yesterday. I'm sitting in my man cave having a conversation with my wife, baffled at the fact that NBA free agency is over. Quite frankly, it never really started. The level of anticipation leading up to July 1st was as exciting as the fireworks on the 4th. It was the excitement of the NBA final. One can only point to the new CBA and the second apron.
Wow.
Parentheses, hard cap, for absolutely putting an end to free agency as we once knew it. Sadly, this is from Draymond Green. I sit here and watch so many players overplay the market and not understand what they are up against with the new rules, which leads me to trying to understand the unstaggering percentage of guys that have no idea of the business they are a part of. And as a veteran in this league, watching players mismanage their careers and before they know it, look back and say, damn, where to next? I can go so far with this, but I really don't feel like typing it all night. So that was Draymond Green saying
that was incredible,
that the second apron is essentially a hard cap, that younger players in the league don't understand that, and that some players in the league who aren't veterans, like Draymond, don't understand or didn't understand that there wasn't money out there this year.
Stani, you read that, and we heard every word. I wrote down new CBA, second apron, many players, new rules, business, and mismanagement. And again, it fits the mold of the situation that JK's in, but you always in life want your older heads to tell the youngsters the game. And it's up to the youngsters to do with the game what they've been told so they have an advantage and they're not blindsided. And for Draymond, in as many words as he used in that post, to say that out loud, that didn't come from LeBron. That didn't come from Steph. I know you think I'm up here being mushy or Stani. I love Draymond Green for putting that out there. But the rat on the table brought to you by ATCO Pest Control is, are the own, like, is this collusion in the sense that this is the death of free agency as we knew it? And maybe are the owners happy that it's been minimal?
Oh, the owners are ecstatic.
See, and that's what Dre is speaking to, kind of the system. So I'm just sitting here. I don't have the answer, Sway. But Draymond Green, kudos for speaking what no other steward in the game has said to these younger players. And even if they process it, they still can't make moves now or be the best they can be if this is going to be the reality come free agency next year and years. Like, this is on the NBA, the Players Association.
Well, they negotiated this contract, that's for sure. But, and you know, the other thing is, as for the players don't understand it, like, a player, ideally a player would understand it, but a player shouldn't have to understand it.
Now, what is that?
That means the agent has to understand it.
Okay.
Not the player. That's why you hire an agent.
All right.
And it's up, the agent's supposed to be an expert on this stuff. And I think what Draymond Green's saying is, of course, it's on the player, but the reality is these guys who are kind of stuck with nothing, that's their agent's fault for not understanding the market. But, and Jonathan Kuminga has an agent that maybe misplayed his hand.
Can I read this to you from our guy Squirt, your guy, Stani? Yeah. JK's agent is young too, inexperienced. I believe his agents have failed him. Any merit to that?
Yeah, probably.
And why wouldn't you go out and get Rich Paul or anybody for that matter? So this can never happen.
Probably because Rich Paul would have told him to pound sand. Mm. You ain't big enough. Hey, Jonathan Kuminga, I only do big boys here.
He represents Moody.
Exactly.
Exactly what?
That Moody's a big boy.
Evan, thank you for that.
I do wonder if that is a reason why someone like Rich Paul would suggest that Moses Moody sign a 3-for-30 something million dollar deal last summer instead of trying to test the market this summer.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. What if Moody were in the same spot as Kuminga this year? Which he could have been.
But because of what Evan said in his representation, he did something to where he avoided this.
I mean, people are going to say hit the pike, but I mean, it wouldn't be the worst thing if Moody were still a restricted free agent either. $13 million ain't chump change for him. Let's go to Robert in San Jose. Hey, Robert, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call, fellas.
Sure.
It sounds like JK's agent did the same thing that Sprewell's agent did back in the day.
Good call.
Sprewell had a big offer, turned it down, and then ended up signing for pennies. If I'm the Warriors, I'm not doing him any favors. He hasn't earned that, in my opinion, just in terms of the team. If you're the Warriors, you do what's best for you, and if that means JK plays on for 7.9 or whatever it is, that means he plays for 7.9. But I'm not doing you any favors. I tried to give you some money last year. You turned me down. Now you have to live with your decision.
I think that's what they're doing, Robert.
And yeah, good call,
Thanks
Robert.
For the call.
But Sonny, I got to just keep it real with you all. The more this is just becomes fascinating by the second. But there's one big component we're missing. Do we really know he turned down the 25 to 30 M's last year?
I mean, the let me ask you this.
Because if he didn't, sorry for him.
If whether he did or he didn't,
I think that's a big
what is it? Why? What does it matter now?
Because if you turned down 30 million,
let's say you turned down 25
in your game.
Let's just say 25.
Then you were being unrealistic. You were trying to get other people's paper, the player that you're supposed to grow to be. But you're not that player now, so I hope that's fictitious and he didn't turn that down.
Well, you want me to be honest?
Because greed this is the definition of greed. When you turn something like that down with the wrong intent and you think you're better than that, and then when it's time to come back, you're getting way less.
I'm at the point now where it's almost irrelevant.
Care?
Yeah, I don't, because that's the way that one went. Like, I don't know, and I don't care if he turned down 15, 20, 25, or 30. He's a restricted free agent, and it feels like he's stuck.
Right.
And so that's just where he is right here, right now. And he's finding out that maybe he isn't worth what he thinks he's worth. But yeah, as for what he turned down or what he didn't turn down, at this point, I feel like it really doesn't matter whether he was offered something or not, because he either took it or didn't, or was never offered, and he's still at the same place. He's still at the same place that he is now.
And let me tell you where, just from a fan viewpoint, I want to read something to you in the chat, Steiny, where I'm coming from. I think this team right now needs Jonathan Kuminga, okay? I stand on that. I don't want to see him leave, okay? I stand on that. And I don't think they can replace what he brings with what I see yonder on the farm of free agency right now. So with all that, I do think mentally you got to be careful of if you do bring him back and this is not going the way, I'm not saying walk on eggshells, Donnie, but there is some, you've been with us 3-4 years. It's not going to be 7.9, JK. Because I don't think, Stoddy, I think there's a correlation between what he comes back for from a respectful standpoint, what version you get from him. You don't want him down and out and coming back and expecting him to ball out and help.
Yeah,
something respectful. And I'm not begging on the side of the freeway, but you know what I mean. His tenure here has to be worth something. And they know
7.9 next year.
Wow.
I mean, yeah,
that's embarrassing. Like, no, they didn't. Like, again, going back to Draymond, I feel like the basketball version of wisdom. Stein, he's talking about a lot of guys down the road. They're going to be impacted by this CBA.
Not only down the road, looks like it's happening right now. And it's happening front and center to Jonathan Kuminga. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Yeah, I'm trying to find out last thing written about Kuminga last year was.
Right, because we never got anything concrete.
Yeah, let's see. Here's one from 2024. Take Frank. Right. Frank's in Atlanta. Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey.
Congratulations on your daughter getting married. I know that feeling. It's a wonderful thing.
It's bittersweet, but thank you so much, man. It was surreal. Thank you.
Yeah, it is surreal. It's the perfect word. About this salary cap thing, I got a real good friend who works at an NBA team. And he explained it to me as, we have to start thinking differently. We have to start thinking, what percentage of the cap do you slot in?
Yep.
Because the business model in the NBA has changed. The new CBA has changed how teams sign players. You have to look at it as, okay, like Joe Lacob says, I'm going to spend $200 million this year. So right now, my starting five that I have, the guys that I'm starting, they're coming in at $160 million. So we're kind of over where we want to be.
Yep.
We've only got $40 million left. So I've got to sign nine guys at $40 million.
Yep.
So that's only 20%, you know, that's 20% of my cap.
Right.
Because that's 80% of my cap on my starting five. So my salary structure is way out of whack.
Correct.
I can't get 11 good players. So when you start talking about Jonathan Kuminga's money, next year he's going to sign for what Moses is getting this year. He's going to sign the $7.5 million this year, and then he's going to go away somewhere else, and he's going to be pissed because he's going to get $13 million. What Moses got?
Hmm.
Because you're going to have, the way my friend was explaining it to me was, 50 to 60% of your salary cap will be your top three or four players.
Yeah. And that's, hey, Frank, great job of explaining that. And I
got
agree.
Questions, Donnie. I need you to help me answer them.
Yeah.
Okay. So he was talking from an owner perspective, but why Draymond's words to me were so profound and sitting with me is, why is he the only one speaking out? And two, the Players Association's job is to protect the players, young, old, all of them. What did they get? I guess I'm asking, you may not know. What did they get for that caller to be able to, if he's right, oh, this is the way you look at the salary cap is different. Why would the players sign off on that if it's impacting some of their young the stars moving forward? What did the players get for them to put the ball in the owner's court?
Oh, they got the Emirates Cup.
You got to be kidding me.
They got the Emirates Cup part of that.
Yeah, I'm out of toilet paper. What else?
I mean, I'm sure they got something. They signed the agreement.
Yeah.
They signed the agreement with these aprons. And this is the last thing I'm reading.
I hate this. And forget Kuminga. I just hate it, Steiny.
This is a story from last year. Jonathan Kuminga and the Warriors didn't agree to terms on a contract extension before the deadline, this is a year ago, making his future in Golden State as uncertain as ever. According to Yahoo Sports, negotiations were about $5 million apart. The Athletic's Anthony Slater reported, citing league sources, with Kuminga aiming for an annual salary in the $35 million range and the Warriors maxing out at around 30. In the end, the deal didn't get done. Kuminga will now bet on himself.
Whoa.
Yeah, I don't.
And that's our big boy.
Do I believe that? Honestly, maybe. Sure. Why not? But again, the way I look at things is it kind of doesn't matter now because he's still in a restricted free agency phase.
But it does in the sense that, Stoney, I'm not saying he's fragile, but you don't just shake that off and come back and, let me go just to put 30 on the Clippers or set screens and rebound.
Then you got
to
move him.
I'm bringing that up for those reasons too. Like that's real stuff right there. Boy, I didn't think you were going to find anything with the actual number attached to like a big boy report, but wow.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it's true or not. I just know that.
I hope it's not for his sake.
If I were an agent, I would try to steer my clients away from restricted free agency as much as possible.
Wow.
Because this is
the nightmare.
This is the MO. This is what happens with restricted free agency. The Warriors, when they say, we'd like to get something done sooner rather, they They probably knew they weren't going to be able to get something done sooner.
But it's not their fault that nobody stepped up to make them match an offer.
That's the agent's fault. But here's the other thing. Like, if you're another team, why would you make an offer to Kuminga when you know that the Warriors, if it's not going to be a sign and trade, the Warriors are going to match? So, like, why would you do, like,
if Kuminga knows 25, you think the Warriors would match 25?
They might. The Warriors' MO has been to not let a guy walk for nothing and to maybe even overpay him, i.e. D'Angelo Russell, and then maintain that salary slot for a future trade possibility. And,
man,
like, if I'm, let's just say there's another team out.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
There, that's got the mid-level,
yeah,
starting at 14.
Yeah.
And they go, Jonathan, we'll give you the Nikhil Alexander-Walker contract, 4 for $62 million. Okay. Yeah. And he says, you know what? I'm going to take that. Get out of here. Well, you're not getting out of here because the Warriors are going to match that. Mm. Because they're only letting JK walk for nothing if the deal is absolutely positively outlandish. So if a team out there negotiates a contract that the Warriors really like, guess what? They're going to match. And now Kuminga's sitting on a 4-year, $62 million deal that he's not crazy about in the first place, and he's back on the Golden State Warriors for the sole reason that they didn't want to lose him for nothing.
Man.
So, like, this is, look what's happening with Josh Giddey. Nothing. Nothing's happening with Josh Giddey. Who's the other one? Cam Thomas?
Yeah.
What's happening with Cam Thomas? I don't know offhand, but...
Well, Draymond's telling us what's happening.
Exactly.
And I don't like that. But then they signed off on that. Wow. I just know they need his services, and...
That's the thing, though. And I you know me. I'm a stickler. I don't think they look at Jonathan Kuminga and say, we need him. I just don't.
That bothers
me. If they really felt like we need him, it would have been done.
Well, he doesn't fit.
Okay,
and they have
well
not,
then.
Both parties have not been able to solve that problem. Can we make him fit? But, Stani, I'm sorry. I'm not coming at you and Evan like I'm Hubie Brown. Never have. But I just watched 4 Warrior playoff games where this dude he jumped off the TV. You can't
not
make that fit.
He didn't jump off the TV to me. He didn't.
You're looking at me. We're being honest.
Yeah.
Come on.
Watch the game again.
For him to be in a mental place of his first, hey, he didn't even think his number was going to get called. I know we're up against it. Or
no, we're not.
I thought Evan had to. I was like, Evan, my man, PTSD, because he always tells us when it's time to get out. But you're not going to give him any credit for that performance.
I'll give him credit. But
of even being ready. And then Minnesota being a damn good defensive team with length to go out there and just. I mean, Stoudy, it was set up for him to just look like a bum.
See, I don't think so.
And everybody be like, I told you, nothing here. But he did the exact opposite. Although the team didn't win, I want that on my team. And he's 22.
Here's the way I look
at it. Imagine him at 26.
Here's the way I look at it. When Steph Curry went down, Minnesota was just completely and utterly in the driver's seat. They were then obviously the better team. Okay, so Curry goes out, and now they have no scoring, so they have to bring Kuminga in. And people are not going to like what I have to say, but at that point, I get it was the playoffs, but that was not, I can't say it, but that was not real playoff basketball.
Damn.
As it would have been if Curry were there. And I just think Curry was gone. Who are they going to put in there? Kuminga. Okay, well, we'll just play the Warriors straight up. You know, we'll just play them the way we need to play them. And, you know, if Kuminga gets 25 or 30, he gets 25 or 30. And I get it. People out there who like Kuminga are going to say, that is just disrespectful. It's not easy to score 30. I get all that.
All right,
I get
I'm
it
there.
All.
Right.
But I feel like he actually got to play in the playoffs without a lot of pressure on him because they were such an underdog, and he had a score so much that he could play free and easy, even though it was the postseason. Again, I'm not saying what he did was not noteworthy, but I also know that, you know, he was scoring a lot of points in a series that I think the Timberwolves felt like they had under control, even with him scoring 20 to 30 a game. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We got some calls. We'll get to them on the other side. And that's what's going to happen, bottom line. By the way, if you're wrapping up a workday like me, it's time to flip that switch, time to unwind. And when I'm off the clock, it starts with new vodka, N-U-E. I had some new vodka over the weekend, and it was absolutely fantastic for a wonderful occasion. New vodka, American-made, award-winning, 7 times distilled. New is smooth, it's versatile, and it makes every cocktail feel like it's coming straight from behind the bar at your favorite spot. Real quality, no fluff, no pretense, just great vodka that doesn't make your wallet hurt, and as they like to say, no velvet rope needed. Hit up their website to check out some killer cocktail recipes and make sure you try cucumber and citrus. Those are game changers. Remember the name, New Vodka, N-U-E. It's not my pick, not just my pick. It can be your pick too. And Guru's, who's starting to have a few, not right now. So when the show's over and it's time to hit relax, make the right call. Grab New Vodka in stores now or head to newvodka.com for stores near you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, here's all you need to know about Kuminga. But before that, Mark Stein, former writer for the New York Times and Dallas Morning News.
The real Steiny.
The original. Now, why'd you have to do that?
Because Guru, but he was really Guru.
See, that's the kind of thing you stick to me. And
no teases with that E Friday.
All right. So he says the Warriors have emerged as a suitor for an old friend that we didn't know very well, D'Anthony Melton.
Well,
D'Anthony Melton.
Who got injured.
Correct. All right, he got injured, but when he played here in that short stretch, he was very, very useful. And the Warriors have emerged as a team that
so another
wants
injured
to get
player.
Back.
Hey, look, I'm just stating the facts, and then we're going to bring in a 39-year-old, soon-to-be 40-year-old Al Horford.
Yes.
But we're going to run away a 22-year-old stud.
Hey, 415, chill out. I'm getting to it.
Oh,
415, and believe me, 415. He goes, $10 super chat. Don't forget to read it. Oh, I'm not going to forget to read it. Not this one. From Rossi, $9.99 for the following. Preach, Steiny. Preach. Take another W. Minnesota just said to Kuminga, okay, get your 25-30, but good luck getting over 100 points with the fillers. Guru got you with the All-Stars, though. Yee goo. I don't know what that last part means.
Yay goo.
Yeah. No, I mean, what does it mean? Guru got you with the All-Stars.
The bet that I want. Oh, the three pitchers, Jack. You can't get out of it. Just put your hands up. You lost. But hey, look, Melton had what? A sprained left ACL, Stoney, and has season-ending surgery. So, again, I'm not here to second-guess, man. I just want Kuminga back in a Warrior uniform, however you can get
it. You know what?
But you're bringing Melton back. We're bringing in Horford. Who? Well, hey, we lost Looney.
We're trying.
But why are the guys that I want, and I know I'm not a GM, attractive to the Warriors? What if you could get Bradley Beal on a deal? Like, he's been bought out. Like, that dude can steal ball. What if he was coming off your bench? And if you needed starting or you wanted to spell, well, some of the big three, you could step right in. That's like, that doesn't sound crazy, right?
Well, it doesn't sound crazy. But let me, and you're gonna fire back at me on this. Bradley Beal, last 6 years.
Well, the last two, I'm not even their mulligans. Okay.
Well, I'm going last six.
Okay, I didn't like that either.
Last 6 years, games played.
Oh, all right.
57.
Well, he was on the Wizards. Okay.
He was 26 years old, and he played 57 games.
All right.
Then he played 60. Then he played 40. Then he played 50.
Okay.
Then he played 53. Then he played 53.
Wow.
Wow.
So he's averaged less than 50 games a year in each of the last 4 years.
I mean, that's terrible.
You think?
No, seriously.
And now he's,
I got
he's you. Still only 31, 32. Warrior fans, if I told you the offseason will end this way, are you happy? Warriors sign D'Anthony Melton. They sign Al Horford. And they re-sign Kuminga. Believe it or not, if I'm a Warrior fan at this point, I would take D'Anthony Melton, Al Horford, but I think at this point, Goo, believe it or not, I'd rather move Kuminga and get somebody else.
I disagree.
Okay.
And if you bring Kuminga back, which is huge to me, this really starts the origin for me is Jimmy Butler, him coming over last year. We got action. And if you bring back Kuminga and add Horford and Melton, I won't hate on Melton because he was balling when he was here. If he's healthy, what the hell?
By the way.
Because what we're really trying to do, Stoney, to get number five is unprecedented, right? This is almost Tom Cruise, Mission Impossible. This just with the ages of your core, this is damn near impossible.
Well, I feel that way, but you don't. You feel like they could be better next year.
I feel like Curry's different. Okay. I just feel like it starts and ends with him. So I'm ready. I got my popcorn ready, but that's why a guy like Bradley Beal, up until you read those GPs, those games played, I'm like, that's what I feel like they're missing.
No, they're, I mean,
so thump off the bench.
There are reports that they're interested in Beal.
All right. What about my guy, Chris Boucher?
Sure. Why not?
I always liked him.
Yeah, sure.
Think Horford's, real quick, because I missed you. Horford's 99.9 done to you with the Warriors on the Stoney, because I'm getting a little worried that I'm taking that for granted as if it is.
I am.
And then he ends up with the Lakers or somebody else.
If Al Horford doesn't sign with the Warriors, I'm going to look at it as they lost out on Horford. Like the Giants lost out on Aaron Judge. Right. This is all you need to know about the feeling about Kuminga, but I want to get more into free agency and take some calls in a sec. But nice spin job, Steiny. If that's true, the Wolves stopped playing playoff defense. Why couldn't anyone else in a Warrior uniform score?
Because
they're not nearly the scorer that Kuminga is. Nobody doubts Kuminga could score. 707 says the Timberwolves playoff. This is the very next text. Timberwolves playoff series is indicative of every game that Kuminga plays in. He scored a bunch of points, but they lose. 415. Those stats of Kuminga during the playoffs are empty calories, just like Antoine Jameson. I wouldn't say that.
Why would he catch a stray? Wasn't Jameson's fault. He was a baller. Yeah. God, he had touch around the rim, Stoney. Remember him and Kobe scored 50 same game?
Yeah, he was another player that just scored.
Guess what?
He scored.
He didn't have a disappointing NBA career.
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, Steiny.
That's a weird assumption.
I mean,
our kid.
He scored. He scored in the NBA.
Like
no
he
doubt.
Was gifted in that.
Right. How was his defense?
That we were talking
well,
D.
That's yeah. my point. How was his
How's
passing?
Curry's defense?
I'll never forget.
It's gotten better, but we know Stafford, the shake and bake in the threes. You don't say, boy, how many steals did Curry have? And he's the GOAT.
I'll never forget. We were up in Sacramento. I was talking to their assistant coach, Pete Carrill.
Okay, right.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
And we were sitting there, and Jameson was working out before the game. And he goes, Matty, that guy right there, and like to pass. I was like, well, Mr. Carrill, he's a heck of a scorer, you know?
Yeah.
Let's go to Jimmy in Bayview. Get this thing started. What's up, Jimmy? How you
Jimmy.
Doing?
Hey, guys. Welcome back, both of you. And I think with this Kuminga thing, it's a control issue. You know, Lacob could put the screws to him because the kid made a mistake. But JK can, you know, opt in, and the Warriors can't trade him, and he walks for nothing. And the Warriors, you know, could squeeze him into a four-year contract that he doesn't want so he can opt in, and then the Warriors get nothing. I think there's got to be, you know, some middle ground. You know, this happened with Clay as well. The Warriors wanted to see what they could get in free agency and see what's left over and what they can sign him for. But I think this ultimately comes down to what Joe Lacob wants to do. I personally think a sign and trade is out of the question because you're only getting half your value back.
Right,
you're going
right
to want to keep him for half the season, and then you're going to see how it plays out and then trade him in midseason. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think that's a real possibility, Jimmy. And Evan came in today and said if they sign him in the offseason, he'll be eligible to be traded December 15th and then get full value for him. And that may be the route they go down. Now, the question will be, does he come back on the qualifying offer or does he come back on a new year, you know, a new three-year deal, let's say? But it feels like we're at the same place we've always been with Kuminga, and nobody really knows what's going on or what how this thing's going to play out. Let's go to Gary in San Ramon. Let's talk about the CBA. What's up, Gary? How you doing?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. So, yeah, I just wanted to talk about the CBA and why the players – signed the CBA that they signed a couple of years ago. So the whole reason why the players also wanted this CBA was because the Players Association leadership is already filled with players who have already like
been
sort
paid.
Of cashed out, right?
Yep.
Huh? Say that again.
That have already been paid.
Yeah, they've already been paid. And CJ McCollum is at the top of that, right?
Yep.
What they really wanted to prevent was another dynasty like the Warriors
wow.
or big market teams trying to pay their way to keeping a team together and winning a championship, right? If the previous CBA existed right now, you would not see the Celtics doing the fire sale that they did. But the penalties are so punitive for being in the second apron.
Yep.
That the Celtics had to do what they had to do. The problem is the players were very short-sighted on how this would affect the middle class of the NBA, like the bourgeoisie of the NBA. And it's been really bad to the point where no team wants to go over the second apron, and players are losing valuable dollars. Not the people at the cream of the crop,
right.
Like Paolo Banchero still got paid. See, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander still got paid.
Yeah.
Devin Booker still got paid. But the people in the middle, like Buddy Hield actually took a bad contract and only has a partial guarantee that third year because of the new CBA. And so it really did hurt the middle class in the NBA. And I think, I think this current leadership that's in the Players Association right now for the NBA, I think they're going to be gone. I think there's going to be new leadership, and this is going to be a huge talking point in the new CBA that's going to be signed 3 years from now.
Yeah, good stuff.
That's all I got, guys.
No, and that's why I call this the Joe Lacob rule, Steiny, in regard to they don't want to see that again. I honestly believe a guy blow past the red, the tax, and do what he's supposed to do, treat the fans with not just championships but talent to get those championships. So that's one. And wake me up if I've just been in hibernation mode. I don't ever remember us being able to talk about NBA salaries to where there were the haves and the have-nots. So whoever's in power right now, and is Chris Paul in? Like,
yeah.
What are you guys doing?
Or he just got out.
Because the top guys are getting it, and now people like me, the middle class, are not getting it.
Our guy Roth says January 15th, and I tend to believe. Anyway.
What'd you say?
December. Huh. You want to know the dirty little secret of the NBA? One of them.
Every family has a dirty little
secret.
This is
a dirty little secret. They're not really secret.
And that's what life's about.
The older generation that's played already, they resent
that, man.
This generation and the money they make.
Okay, but how do they control what's going on?
Relax. Now, the players who are veterans in this league, most of whom always, rip the older generation because they think the older generation is hating on them. The reality is the older players are doing that with the younger players right now. Like Michael Jordan, your favorite of all time. He just couldn't bring himself to pay guys the money that they were expecting because he thought nobody was any good. So I do think when you're looking at veteran players, Draymond, McCollum, and all the big boys, LeBron, I think they now look at the 23 to, I think they look at guys like Kuminga or people in Kuminga's situation, and they say, how can he make $30 million a year? Draymond Green, I'm not sure if he's ever made over 30 in a year.
Okay.
He's going to the Hall of Fame. So whether they did it by on purpose or on accident, I just don't think the older generation of current players wants to do any favors for the younger generation. I don't.
Right, and that would sound like a fight or a, what am I looking for, Stani? Like something going back and forth if I believe that. And I think you're spot on, but those players shouldn't have the influence to where they didn't put a gun to the NBA Players Association for them to sign that deal. They just didn't.
Well,
what you're saying is spot on, but man, if it's dried up this fast and in a hurry with this just iteration of players right now that Kuminga's a part of, just imagine what's coming down the line. And that's what Draymond was speaking to, the players got duped.
I don't think they got duped. I think they have no leverage. I don't think the players have.
Well, if you're good, you do. If you're marginal, all of a sudden you don't.
I'm talking about the collective bargaining agreement and what the players' pipe dreams are, because the court of public opinion is on the owner's side tenfold, because everybody thinks the NBA players make way too much money. So this idea that a second apron is,
the reason,
so constraining. Yeah. I mean, yeah, but nobody's going to feel sorry for these guys. So that's why the last two or three collective bargaining agreements, the players always get less. They're getting less, not money-wise, but the NBA's taken more and more away from them.
Yeah.
And it's nobody's going to really have a problem with it because Steph Curry's making 60. And Draymond's making 25.
Paolo just signed for almost 300 milli.
And even the average guys make 10 to 20. So I think the players are finding out now they signed a bad deal, but I'm not sure that the players who are on the committee, the older players, really care. They're not.
But what has it done for these teams to that these owners that don't want to go in that second apron?
You mean every owner in the league?
Wow.
Like Joe Lacob's not going into the second apron. In fact,
My point is he doesn't have to. He's shown us he's blown past before this was even put in, and they made a rule
when they were contenders.
Yeah, but there was penalties for what he was doing, and he still did it.
Right. But you can't ask him to do it now. Wow. Although I would argue that if you still think you can win a title, why wouldn't you? Because I don't think they really think they can win a title. Oh. That's why. But, you know, for example, I saw the Pacers, their GM, Kevin Pritchard. They were asking about Miles Turner. You'll love this one. You'll love this one. This is shades of Kyle Shanahan. Kevin Pritchard said, oh, I found out about the Miles Turner signing with Milwaukee when I saw Sham Sharania's tweet. He thought they were going to get him back. In fact, Pritchard said the other day that they had made the decision as an organization that they were going to go into the second apron to sign Miles Turner. But they didn't anticipate the Bucks were going to do what they did with Damian Lillard, and all of a sudden, boom, Miles Turner never went back to the Pacers and said, hey, do you...
Right.
Sorry.
How much you love me?
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Wow.
Let's go to Marv. Marv's in Livermore. Hey, Marv, how you doing?
Good, good, good. How you guys doing?
Doing right. Well.
Hey, great show as always. Hey, just a couple of things, Steiny, towards you, and then one thing on Kuminga. I think still has some leverage, but okay. You know this, Steiny, this fallacy that J.K. only scored when they lost games. Please tell me what was the Warriors' record?
That was
Curry was on the team before Jimmy Butler. That's just crazy.
That was a text I read. I read that text. That wasn't me. But I'll just address it this way. That is the perception among some. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, J.K. Haters bring he lost, but
right.
Warriors were. Fans were calling to trade Steph when they were losing before Jimmy Butler came.
Man.
So it's a J.K. hater thing.
Okay.
And then two, somebody, a caller already addressed it, but to think that anybody can just, who's been DNP for a while, come in and just score 30 points because the other team is letting you, then why doesn't our $61 million player Jimmy Butler do that every game then?
It's a fair question, Marv.
No, I'm with Marv.
Hey, Marv, real quick. It says here that you think JK has one more card to play.
Yes, I do. Because
what is it?
JK bet on himself and he lost. I would bet on myself again. I'd sign that $7.9 million qualifying offer. Mm-hmm. Warriors could only trade for half of that, which isn't even the lower mid-level thing. And then he could walk for free. That's what I would do. Bet on yourself again, JK. Sign that 7.9, buy a $50 million injury insurance policy, and go play.
That may be what it comes down to, Marv. Thanks for the call. That may be what it comes down to.
But at that point, do you even want a guy like that in the building? Because that equates to bad blood to me. Animosity, resentment, all the things that go bad in a relationship.
Well, he put himself in this spot. And he should have seen that this was a possibility.
Or his agent.
Yeah, exactly. 408, this is important too. Lacob spent over the cap because the only penalty was money. Now you lose draft picks and other tools to make your team better. That's absolutely true. So
let me ask you this before we go. You think the Warriors want JK back?
Yeah, on their terms. On their terms. But I think they also know that if they get him back here, they've got to do something.
Like play him.
For who? I mean, that's the fundamental problem I think they still have.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors free agency. My question to Warrior fans is also this. The Warriors have just been linked to D'Anthony Melton, who played for him for a short period of time last year, and in that short period of time, made a difference. And they're said to be interested in signing him again, D'Anthony Melton, who's a free agent. And they have been linked to Al Horford. And it feels like Al Horford is just waiting, that he may have even agreed to turn, or agreed that he's going to the Warriors, and is just waiting for the Kuminga thing to shake out. So if I told Warrior fans, all right, Melton, Horford, and a re-signed Jonathan Kuminga, how happy would that make you? Or even Melton, Horford, and a deal for Jonathan Kuminga. What kind of offseason would that be? I mean, it's kind of offseason to me. I'd be like, I'll take it. I'll take it.
I'll call it steady.
Because we should have known that nothing cataclysmic was going to happen with the state of the NBA right now. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Well, what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. 888-957-9570 is the number. And on the other side, it's been a little while, but we got a gripe coming up from Daryl the Guru Johnson. And we haven't had one of those in a while, and I'm looking forward to seeing what is on Guru's mind. Again, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.